I'll call the Finance Committee meeting to order. Adopt or amend the agenda?
I have one amendment. We need to, we neglected to include assigning board members to the audit outtake meeting.
What was that?
The audit outtake meeting, we still need to assign board members.
Where would you like to put that?
We do it after the minutes. I don't think it'll take that long.
Audit outtake, you want to call it?
Yep.
That's on the 25th.
Anything else? Look for a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Lee. Motion been made and seconded to approve the, to adopt the amendment agenda. There we go. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And then we got a February 20th minutes. Any corrections, additions, or anything like that? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
So moved by Tim.
I can second that, yeah.
Second it. Got a motion and a second for the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Capital autumn, or let's do the audit outtake.
That's held over from the last meeting. We have a virtual meeting scheduled for March 25th at 10 a.m. with the auditor. I talked to Commissioner Diedrich. She said she is open and available to attend if there's interest in that. She did attend last year, and I'm trying to remember who else. Was it you and Ed,
Wayne,
maybe?
Wayne.
Or was it? Remember who all went. There weren't as many people last year as there were in years prior.
How many people
do we need?
2 to 3 at the most.
Okay. I think I did last year, but I don't know with who. Was it online last year?
Tina did it online.
Okay.
Yeah. And it would have been her first one. So if you remember being in a virtual meeting with Tina.
And what day is that?
March 25th, which is Monday.
Next Monday.
At what time?
At 10.
At 10?
Yep.
Available at? Does anyone else?
Anyone else want to do it?
I could do it if there's nobody else.
Okay. You can do it.
And that's here? Come here for
it's
it?
It's virtual.
So
it's just virtual.
Okay.
Like they don't come here.
Okay. Sounds good. So we get a Zoom link or something.
Yep.
I don't have the best internet. But.
So do you need action on that?
Probably. I just need to make sure we know who's coming. So
we probably need action to appoint.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So I move to appoint Commissioner Diedrich and Jane Dietz from Sherburne County to be at the auditor's
outtake.
God, I can't think of my words. It's been a long day.
Okay. Is there a second towards that?
Second.
Lee seconds it.
That's Tim.
Or Tim. Okay. I thought Lee shaking your head. I thought
you okay, we're
closer
that.
Together. Just,
they kind of look
so
alike.
I got one talking and one shaking their head. Come on, guys. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Capital automation request from Horizon Migration.
That's Jace.
Oh, you may or may not know or remember, but Horizon is the system that allows us to be a library because it handles all of our patron information and all of our collection information, so it's how we track all of that and know where things are at any given time. The operating system that it's running on is out of date, needs to be updated, and the database software that runs underneath it is no longer going to be supported moving forward by our vendor, Circe Dynex. So I'm asking for approval to use $21,500 from our automation capital fund to pay for that migration services, licensing, et cetera. No more than $21,500.
Will there be any downtime in the library with that? Or?
There will be some downtime. It doesn't mean we'll have to close, but there will be some downtime at some point during the process, but it'll be half a day to a day.
Anybody else got any questions? I mean, You ain't got a lot of choices on some of this, what I see. I mean, it's, you just got to do it because you're kind of like between really the rock and the hard pin, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd make a motion to accept it.
Okay. Commissioner Caspers makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Jane to allow the capital automation request go forward. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Mm.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That was easy.
Compensation study consultant approval. Right? Yep.
So at the end of last year, we set aside surplus funds to do a compensation study. I went out and got two quotes, which is required per policy given the size of the contract. I received information back from Robert Bjorklund and also David Drown and Associates. And Robert Bjorklund wasn't confident he could complete it in the amount of time. We were hoping to have something done by the end of this year. He also has a more proprietary system, and what I'm hoping is we can take our existing factor evaluation system and give it an update rather than going all the way back to scratch, position, questionnaires, all of that. I'd prefer not to put the organization through that.
Okay.
We did hear a good reference from one of our neighboring regional library systems. They're going through a study right now with David Drown, and they've been pretty happy with the results.
Who are you using?
David Drown and Associates.
Okay.
Yeah, rather than Robert. Yeah. Robert Bjorklund is very well known in library circles. We did use him in 2018 to do the market update. If you remember, we were out of compliance with pay equity back then, and we had to do something on fairly short notice. So he was able to do a market study and develop a classification system that wasn't built within our system and added the quartiles to our pay scale at the time. But what I would hope is that with David Drown and Associates being familiar with libraries and having good results, their study proposal was very thorough, and they anticipated they could have this done within 8 to 12 weeks of us signing the contract, so it feels like they have a little more resources to put toward it as well. If approved, I would imagine engaging in conversations with them and figuring out like who the comparators would be, probably bringing those comparators back to the board for approval so we have some transparency to the process. But it's been quite a long time since we've done a bigger study, and it feels like it may be time. Our current opening position for the library aide starts just over $11 an hour, and we currently have 20 openings across the region, and some of them have been posted two or three times with candidates withdrawing after we've made it to the final offer, and we just know we're really struggling to keep our libraries open right now because of staffing. So I don't think we can hold back on doing this study at this point.
Any other
Mr.
comments?
Chair, I believe you're going to find that $11 is very low. I mean, most teenagers in communities now are starting a lot at least 15
mm-hmm.
for most jobs at like McDonald's or the local cafe. Are starting them even in our community in Princeton. So I think we're really low, mm-hmm. and I think we'll learn that. So don't be shocked by the sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Is this more or less like an annual update or like every 3 years or something?
Well, what I would see them doing is two things. Like we'll need a market study to compare all of the jobs with like jobs as big of a reach as we can get to get data. And then I also would like to have them take a look at how the positions are rated internally. It was done back in 2013, and I'm the only person remaining on staff who was actually trained by the previous consultant. So I feel like we need them to create a manual so that, you know, there's more succession building on the study that's already there. That being said, the factor evaluation system that we use is based on the federal government, so it's pretty straightforward. I don't feel like we need a proprietary David Drown study with ratings. I feel like they just need to take a look at what positions we have and if there's anything they see that may need to be updated. And then once they get all of that completed, I'd like to have them make recommendations to the board about what to do next. Some of that may need to be in closed session because we have unions, but my hope would be we could at least have the information in mind as we're shaping that 2026 budget a year from now so that we know where we're going as a system with all of the positions. You know, some of them might be okay. I just really don't have a good sense of where we're going, especially with those lower level positions, because we have been moving the full pay range forward at 2% a year most of the time. So we've been mostly keeping up. I think the gap came within the last 2 years where, you know, it seems like a lot's changed within the workforce. And so we need to figure out how we can retain and recruit.
Anything else?
Well, Mr. Chair, I would just say 2% on a small number grows smaller all the time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I wonder, too, and, you know, we can have more conversations about this as we get further into the proposal, but the current pay scale was developed as an open pay plan. That was back in 2013 or 2014, with the idea that that would give us more flexibility within the budget to do things. They completely removed steps. Well, then we hit the 2018 pay study and found out we had some real issues, not with compression, with people not moving through the ranges. And so they built the quartiles on top of that pay scale. But I wonder if the assumptions we had in 2013 were actually good ones, if it actually changed much. And now we've got people within the same quartile within 2 or 3 cents of each other, and what it takes to administer a pay scale that's so uneven. I don't know if it's worth what we thought we were going to save long term. And I don't know. It's hard to know because 80% of the budget is personnel, and it's always going to be personnel. Yeah. And so any small change amounts to a big one at the top end, but if you're on the bottom of the scale, you're talking about you're lucky if you get a quarter. Right. And so how do we even that out better across the system is something that I would hope we could do better this next time through.
So, Mr. Chair, just, and I know you'll clearly lay that out with the staff that you get from David Drone.
Yeah.
You know. But
you don't know who's doing it for him?
Tess is the one that's been emailing.
Okay, she's working.
And I've heard she's the best of the bunch.
Yeah, she's working with Dayton County right now. So.
Well, specifically asked to work with Tess.
Okay.
My goal, based on the what information I have so far.
We just approved today to do 33 different departments out in the county that's just a maintenance of effort in order to keep it in. Worth 4 years from 4 years removed from the last study that cost us $1.5 million.
Whoa.
It's tough. Don't be surprised by this one either.
I know.
For you, Ed.
And you know, fortunately we did pay equity compliance this time, but this is the first time I had to do pay equity, and I found out that the changes we made to our benefit packages has created some issues for us because we have some fairly small classifications. So like our driver classification was a balanced classification last time. Well, now it's a male class, and that has a benefit package.
Okay.
And it's toward the bottom of the scale. And so it changes the evaluation from this part of the pay scale to the whole pay scale when you have benefit packages sprinkled throughout in male classes. You have absolutely no control over what benefits people choose, and that dollar amount is what's reported. And so if it's a male class and somebody takes family, that gets compared with a female class with no benefits potentially. And so the other thing we need to look at to even out our pay equity risk, so to speak, is having more benefit packages sprinkled throughout the pay scale, because then you're at less risk of having a class go male and be benefits only next to a female class with no benefits. And there's a lot of positions within the organization that are part-time, and I think that strategy is no longer going to work for us the way it has over the last 50 years, because there's fewer part-time workers, and benefits are more important. And, you know, now we've got this pay equity issue that seems to be playing out a little differently than it used to. So, lots to think about.
Oh, we need a motion on this.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I'll move to approve the David Drown Associates as the consulting firm to conduct the 2024 comp study with an estimated cost of $19,175 that has been budgeted.
Anybody want to second that? Tim seconds it.
No, Tim's not talking.
Yeah, he's not talking. So we got a motion and a second to do a class and comp study with DDA for the upcoming 2025 budget, primarily.
26. This would impact the 26 budget in theory.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Any other questions or discussion? Otherwise, I'll call the question. All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Number six. The proposed 2025 budget.
So this is our first attempt at a 2025 budget. It followed the same process we've used with our previous base budget exercises. We asked all of the departments to look at each line and weigh in on what the cost of doing business the same way looks like for 2025. Some of the bigger revenue increases came from the regional library basic system support. That legislative change, one of the things that it means is we actually know the number for 2025 as we're setting this budget. Okay. That number is
now
set.
That really helps.
That is our number. Yeah, and we're anticipating more interest revenue, but it's really hard to project that far out what that will actually look like. We're guessing it'll be more. The reserves lines were reduced because of the spend down plan, which is later in the packet, and then the amount of surplus that was actually put in at the end of last year. Those are numbers that could change, but right now we're just budgeting the way we had planned. Personnel, you can see the 2025 wage increases we already know. That's already built in. And then some of the other expenses are things like cataloging was an increased price. IRS reimbursement rates for mileage are going up. Software automation went up. So those are the big changes in the 2025 budget. Any questions on the actual budget lines before we jump into the county signatory amounts?
Anything? Guess not. Good.
Okay. So the question everybody actually wants to know is how much is my county paying? And that is on page 18. So the formula fluctuated again. It's always interesting to see what happens. So the total amount going into the signatory amount is slightly higher than last year because we reduced, or no, I think that actually went down. Let me double check. I don't want to misstate. Yes, it's up by $133,000 total. That's with all of the other factors built in. On the bottom right-hand corner, you can see of the $133,000 that into the formula, like how it's divided out, and Wright County would be absorbing the largest proportion because of the way the formula is fluctuating this year. Increased borrowers, increased population, increased tax capacity. Morrison County and Todd County also would see a slight increase. I did talk to Commissioner Diedrich, who couldn't be here. She has another meeting that was conflicting, and just got her sense of what she was thinking, because I anticipated that question. Of course, she would like to see it as zero. Everybody does. And we did something similar with Sherburne County last year. But because of the way the formula is weighted this year, to bring the total to zero for Wright County would take $202,000 because the formula is weighted so heavily in all three factors. If we we're shooting to get Wright County to about 2% increase instead of a 2.7% increase. Amy did the calculation, and that would run at about $52,000, $53,000. So if we were going to add some reserves into the budget to offset the Wright County amount, that kind of gives you a range of what it would take if that's a goal. I raised that because that was a conversation Commissioner Diedrich and I had yesterday.
So Karen, Tina and I had talked earlier on this, and before she had reached out. And the one question that I have is, and I know I'm not on the committee, but I'm here in her absence, so to say. The $200,000 to get to zero, help me understand that enough.
Sure. Well, if you look on the bottom, mm-hmm. there's a $52,000 change. I think the other chunk of the $133,000 is not running through this part. I could be wrong on the $133,000, so I apologize.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
True. Yeah.
Something like that would weight it, because that's a pretty significant amount.
Yeah, there's 50. It for every dollar that goes in, it's not a dollar to Wright County.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the formula weights that way. It's different every year. So last year, I think to get Sherburne County down 20,000, we had to add 40,000.
Yeah.
It's just because they're so heavily weighted in all three factors. If we were going to put it through the formula, which is what we've historically done,
okay.
it would take 200,000 to get them to zero. And everybody else would see a decrease. But then we'd also have to figure out how to build that into a reserve spend down plan. Oh, so it'd be a lot more.
And my point to Tina was, it doesn't look like CD rates are going to go down drastically. So we're going to have more revenue there. We're pretty cash flush. And to come to counties with fairly substantial increase, especially Todd and Morrison, you know, as far as a percentage of their budget. So I guess that's where we'd like to see that down further and not just the 2%. And I know we're getting more help at the St. Michael Library because they're busting at the seams. So you got to pay to play. I understand that. It's just, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So I guess what we need to hear as a management team is where the Finance Committee wants to go with the base budget. Like, we have one additional budget proposal that will add a few thousand to this total. But the challenge is the formula is very heavily weighted toward Wright County this year.
And, I mean, we know we can't change the formula. That part is set.
That's in the signatory agreement.
In the agreement. So if, you know, like, if you change or you add money to offset Wright counties, everybody benefits. Some counties will benefit more than the others,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think it's nice to get to there, but sometimes the counties with the larger capital increase have the largest tax capacity to absorb them, you know, at some point in time. I don't know where our reserves sit, but, you know, we got to watch the reserves. And I agree with Wayne that interest will be significantly higher this year mm-hmm. to offset some of that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the budget timeline is, you know, we have this meeting. We could have an April meeting if we needed to sharpen our pencils more. We could, but we won't know what our actual reserves calculation is until the audit is presented in May. And that's when the full board would see a preliminary budget. So we kind of need to have a sense of what to present in May
uh-huh.
or whether we need an April meeting for further discussion. And, either of those things are fine. It's just a matter of figuring out how best to handle the questions that are here.
I guess.
So could you project your reserves? You know, you don't have that. And so that helps, right? And like Tina and I had said, we understand we got to pay to play, and we're taxing more. You know, as far as tax capacity, is that really we're the second fastest growing county in the state. Has that tax capacity actually been realized? So all I'm saying is if you hear our standpoint, could we look at something lesser?
I guess I'd like to hear from Morrison County and Todd County there and the other ones that have an increase.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not substantial. It's not like you got to go back and ask for
right.
No. Money, but.
Well, it's just like everything. You're not going to find the perfect formula that's going to work. We can't change what we got right now, but
right.
I mean, sometimes it just is what it is. I mean, that's how it works out, and I don't have any brilliant idea how to change that.
Need a motion?
What's that?
Need a motion?
You want?
No, I'll do that.
Commissioner Casper.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to say. I'm so new to this.
Okay.
You know, I see the numbers here, but I can't hardly speak with any kind of wisdom on it.
I know it's nice to relieve the large increase we did it for Sherburn last year.
But it was a different, it wasn't $200,000 to make that happen.
No,
so
I,
just because of the way the
I don't think anybody's
is,
looking for 200.
Right, right.
Nobody
well,
is.
To really significantly tell me what you said earlier about a $50,000 change. What would that bring us to?
Amy did the projection, and if we added $52,745 to the reserve, it would get Wright County to a 2% increase. Right now it's at a 2.7% increase.
It would be about $52,000 versus the
yeah.
60-some.
Right. Oh, I said that backwards. So the additional reserves would get them to 52,745. It would actually take 57,350 to get to that point, I believe. So I could have her run some scenarios, but I need to know what scenarios you'd want to see.
Where we want to sit.
Or if there was like a dollar amount of reserves that feels like the right number.
So I don't know what our interest in our, I mean, we've been gaining a lot of money on the
right.
interest part.
And she does and I, have more budgeted in here for interest, too, if you look on.
So we must be making a substantial amount more interest in 2024 than what we had actually budgeted, right?
Right. So we budgeted $200,000 for 2024. She increased that to $225,000 for 2025.
Okay.
In this That's last
our actual last year was 383.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we don't really know. Like, we're locking in for 12 months from now. So what we would collect in 2025, we have not locked in.
What did you go with what you said again? We projected 200 and some thousand.
We projected, right now she's projecting 225,000 interest. Last year actual was 383.
Okay. Well, I can't see.
Pretty significant.
Yeah.
Pretty significant, and I don't think you'll be less than the 383.
I mean, we could increase that line and just take a chance. Like.
Yeah, that's.
Rather than actually pulling it from reserve.
And
it's
Tim
kind
would agree
of the
with
same
that.
Way.
We'll take a chance,
yeah.
Right? We farm, so we'll take a chance.
Yeah. Bunch of farmers on the floor.
I guess when you look at the interest that we took in and what we projected for this year, and we got a lot of them locked in at a higher rate and continue to lock in.
Right, but they start expiring and, like, we aren't locked in through 25 on most. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Like.
But, I mean, we'll have some backlash coming from 24 because
mm-hmm.
we're going to be so much higher. So if we use, I'll just throw out a number of $100,000, we still probably are above budget.
So we could budget 325 for interest, is
yeah.
what you're thinking?
300 even.
Yeah.
300?
Okay.
But I'm saying take
be safe.
we'll be safe at taking $150,000 of interest money and moving it. You know, we can't move it to 25 because we've already. Yeah, we could, right? From 2024. Or no, that would have to go to 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd have to. Yeah. Go to,
I mean, there
use
is
a subsequent year. Silly yeah. me! I thought there was a motion.
No. That was you.
No. What was it? There wasn't.
I made a motion.
What was it?
Motion is as staff suggested for the current increase. Now, we've got a lot of reasons that we can ignore the staff, and we've certainly done that in the past, but let's roll.
I don't think we've got a second on that motion then, though, neither.
But you do. You didn't ask for one either.
Okay.
What is the motion again?
I don't know what the
to
motion
do with the
oh,
staff
see, it's so long you forgot. There.
But I thought that in the notes, oh, well, ask for a second.
Did we make, Patty, do we have, you don't have a motion?
I didn't get a motion out of the conversation either.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
You know, I like talking to you guys. Jesus.
So the motion would be for?
Staff recommend, made a recommendation.
As it was presented?
Yes, and I think that's reasonable. You know, we all wish life was cheaper, but it's not.
Okay. So we have a motion to accept as was presented, but we got to have a second in order to move on to discussion. Or I don't.
To get it to the point of further discussion.
Yeah, to get it to the point for the discussion. And I don't see a motion right now, so the motion dies.
If you don't have a second, you don't have a second. Then you're back on track.
Yeah, then we're back on track, right?
So in your narrative, Mr. Chair, it says the base budget is not management's recommendation on what the signatories should spend on library services. So can you clarify that statement?
So the base budget process was set by the full board, or by the finance committee last month, and that was to put together what it costs to do business the same way next year based on our best guess. So that's what is here in the packet.
But there isn't an inherent recommendation on what the signatories should spend.
Nope.
So we need to determine that. Yep. So back to page 18. I would like, if we switch the interest line to 300 as recommended in by Wayne, that will change
that way
the signatory just
right.
by doing that.
Right.
So I'd like to see what that comes out as.
How that 300,000?
300,000 to the interest.
Okay.
And I would recommend us trying to get Wright County under 2%.
But it's very possible that would do that.
That might
Thank
do
you.
It.
Yeah, it will, because that's more than 52,000.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And Karen, maybe you know this, but as the reserve amount that we currently are stating in this budget, is that accurate to date?
The amount that's in the budget is what was approved as part of the spend down plan when we started doing, and as part of the reserves that was set aside at the end of last year. And if you go to page 31, you can see what that spend down plan looks like. Mm-hmm. So the number that you see from reserves in unassigned fund balance 2023 surplus, $118,500, that comes directly from that spend down plan. The total amount in reserve is reflected there, but that 4.69 months calculation came from last year's audit. So we won't have that recalculated until this year's audit is complete.
And
I anticipate it'll go up because we had more reserves than we thought.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you do such a good job managing the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, and to that also, Wayne, I'd like to add, I don't want staff to hear through my comments or suggestions that I'm questioning their budgeting process or their work at all, because you're masterminds in this. I believe for many reasons that it would be worth our time
to work to get right under 2%. And if we can do that with that interest change, great. And that's what my, and this is just on for discussion today because the final numbers.
You can pass it. In the past, you've asked for discussion and moved it to the next meeting. My next question would be then, do you want to see it in April or May, knowing we have to have a final budget in July? Because we won't have the reserve calculation in April.
Well, with those parameters, I'm fine seeing it in May.
Okay.
So I don't know how others
are. Thank you.
I would agree with it.
Okay. And I think that will get us to it and still be comfortable for me as a board member.
It might be worth having action that that's the recommendation from the Finance Committee to bring that back then, just so that it's in the record that that was directed to staff.
So I could make that motion
to direct staff
to move or to increase the interest line from 200,000 to 300,000 in the budget, in the proposed budget, and recognize the differences then in the signatories. That sound right, Patty?
Let's see. So I had to increase the interest line to 300,000 and reduce, or was it in an attempt to have Wright County under 2%?
I don't know that we'll even have to say that because I think it's going to happen.
It'll take care of itself.
So simply
but just to recognize, yeah.
Increase
yep.
the interest line to 300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
And
thank
present
you.
The new signatory.
And then present the new signatories at that point, at the May meeting.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Do you need it repeated again, anybody? Otherwise, I'll entertain a second if there is one.
Yeah, second.
Okay. Motion's been made and second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
No, that was easy.
Thank you for the good discussion.
Yeah, thanks for thinking hard about it.
And we'll move on to the 2025 department budget request.
So this is not included in the base budget that you saw, but it was something we funded with one-time money at the end of last year. So this would be to make permanent the staffing in St. Michael that we added at the end of last year. It would add about $6,000 to the total budget.
Move
so
approval.
Move to the staffing full time then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a second for that? Lee seconds it. Motion been made to increase the staffing from, not to increase the staffing, but to get it into the regular budget for the 2025. Anything else? Otherwise, all in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Unassigned fund balance spending and recovery plan. It's on page 29.
It's provided for your information.
Yeah, it's just information only.
And then the only other thing you might want to talk about before we adjourn is who's going to give the report at the board meeting, because we had a February meeting and a March meeting. The notes are here from the February meeting.
Okay.
Something to think about.
So we need to give the report
at the full board meeting later tonight.
And I wasn't here for the February meeting, so Jane can do it.
So I can do the first half, and then you do the second half.
All right, how's gotcha.
Tag team.
All right.
All right. Next meeting, May 21st.
Yep.
5:00.
There will be a personnel.
There will be, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So then 5:00.
5:00 on May 21st. God, that seems a long ways away, but it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, that's right.
So, seeing nothing else on the agenda, anybody else got any other business to come before the Finance Committee? We're adjourned at 5:37.